All right, you know my views on this. The arrival of Amazon.com has been one of the most underwhelming events in retail shopping history. The promises of never-to-have-seen-before prices on never-to-have-seen-before products was more than disappointing, I have to tell you. Now, the website Kogan.com has maintained its place as the go-to retailer for online shopping trends and insight in Australia. It's now a multinational business with millions of customers operating in some of the most competitive industries on the planet. Its founder, Ruslan Kogan, joins me now, fresh from a week-long visit in the USA. Ruslan, g'day.
G'day, Luke.
Good to talk. Hope you're well, mate.
Cheers, mate. Yeah, pretty good. Just got back from CES in the US, looking at all the latest tech and the trends that are going to, you know, hit the stores this year.
Anything there that tickled your fancy that that you might include on your site? And do you get involved at that level?
We had our team over there, but I'm a computer geek at heart and I love gadgets. So I was pretty actively involved as well. So there's a few exciting things. One of them is home automation and the Google Home technology with the AI speakers and being able to say, you know, turn the lights off in the kitchen, or what's the weather tomorrow? What should I wear? Do I need an umbrella? The personal assistant market.
Mm.
And Google's now opened up that technology to other manufacturers, which we're going to see Google speakers in all shapes and sizes, and ultimately more competition's going to drive prices down as well. So that's going to be a very exciting space.
I expect to see one with your brand name on it then.
It's certainly something we'll be working on.
Yeah, sure. And the other thing?
The other thing was a lot of drones.
Mm.
So, you know, typically to get a good drone, you had to fork out a few thousand dollars. And about 5 years ago, I went out to the DJI factory in Shenzhen, which is now the market leader in that space. And so we've been one of their authorized partners in Australia for a while, but they're still quite expensive. And there's a lot of people who would love to have a drone, but they spend a few thousand dollars on it. And the technology has been developing. And this year, for a couple of hundred bucks, you'll be able to get a drone that's got a very good camera on it, GPS stabilization, and you know, all sorts of things to help you fly it easier. And that's going to be an exciting space as well.
Yeah. Tell me about retail and online. Do we in Australia, do we compare to the rest of the world? Have we embraced it yet? It feels like, from the conversations you have at work and elsewhere, that lots of Australians do it. But from your point of view, as someone who is expert in this area, do Australians get it yet, or is there much more growth to come?
Well, there's certainly a lot of growth ahead of us. If you even look at basic statistics like what percentage of our retail is done online, we're well behind other developed areas, the UK, even China. And what those markets all have in common is a huge marketplace player. So the US and the UK and Germany have Amazon, China's got Alibaba, and typically those sort of Goliaths entering the market tend to accelerate the market and recognition. Mm. And it changes the paradigm from, hey, I need to buy something, let me jump in the car and drive to the shops, to, hey, I need to buy something, let me open my laptop.
Yeah, sure. Do we need Amazon to work here to get that happening? I as said earlier, and I meant it, I've been, as someone that has purchased from them overseas once or twice, completely underwhelmed by their Australian operation. Do we need an Amazon here to work to kick online shopping into the next level, or we can do it with people like you, I'd imagine?
Yeah, we don't need it, but it's a nice to have. It will certainly accelerate proceedings. We've been talking about the benefits of online retail for over 11 years now. In 2006, when I started the business, I was, you know, talking loudly and proudly about it, and nobody cared. You know, the business was pretty small back then, and it's been accelerating and growing and growing and growing. And we're doing very well now and, you know, quite a significant player in the market. But it doesn't hurt having a Goliath like Amazon do a lot of the grunt work for you. And it's certainly been in the headlines for the last year, and there's been a lot of people who probably never thought of buying online that have said, hang on a second, let me do a Google search.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about Amazon and your reaction to their launch into Australia. I'm not looking for a blue here, but am I being harsh by saying it was underwhelming given all the the pre-launch talk? They hid their launch date and all those kind of things, all those tricky things that try to create a bit of excitement. But once you started clicking, nothing to see here, I felt. Is that too harsh, or what's your take on that?
Yeah, look, we were one of the launch partners with Amazon in terms of having our private label products listed on their platform. And there has been a bit of media speculation about the launch being a bit underwhelming, but it's a very complicated task to launch a completely new business in a very complicated market is difficult. But they're a huge Goliath that's done incredible and innovative things in the online retail space. So, well, it's sort of like when Kieran Perkins is swimming the 1500 meters in lane eight, or Roger Federer's down two sets. So, you can't write them off.
Yeah, fair enough. Now, let me ask you this before I let you go, and I appreciate your time. What's your favorite gadget at the moment?
At the moment, it'd be my Google Pixel XL 2 or Google Pixel 2 XL. So, I'm a Android fan, and it's a great phone. Google getting into the hardware space is making a lot of great devices, especially for those that are fairly well integrated into the Google ecosystem. So those people that are using Gmail and Google Calendar and all sorts of Google servers, it works beautifully. So that's one device I definitely couldn't without.
Yeah, great stuff. All right, continued success. I know it doesn't come by accident with you. You work bloody hard, and good on you for doing it. Thank you for your time, mate.
Great to chat, mate. All the best.